Welcome to another segment of Community Media's Open House. I'm Janice Banker, Development Director at YWCA Hanover, guest host for this episode of Open House. And today, I have the pleasure of introducing Julie Nelson of Kelly Lotta Ministries.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you for spotlighting our ministry. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, one of the things when I had this opportunity to be on this segment was the nonprofits of Hanover and what the value is, what they do for the community, and the ones that are kind of hidden that people don't know about. And so Kelly Lotta Ministries, tell me a little bit about Kelly Lotta Ministries.
Sure. Well, the ministry began in 2011 with Kelly as a Bible teacher and speaker. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of evolved over the years. And then in 2015, we opened our outreach to the community, which is our Love Lives program that I'm sure we'll talk about here. But once we had a building, a facility, that then expanded to where we could have some Bible study groups coming in. We have what we call healing communities, which are small gatherings of women who come together and like really dig deep into their personal, spiritual, and emotional well-being. And then we have a soul care program now, which is kind of along the lines of healing community, but going much, much deeper. And it's just one-on-one with somebody who, from a biblical standpoint, is helping you process
right.
You know, some of those things that get stuck inside
right.
that start to inform our lives in a negative direction.
Right.
So in a nutshell, we're just a ministry that reaches the community mm-hmm. for their physical well-being, uh-huh. but also especially for their emotional and spiritual well-being.
Right. And so, with that being said, you partner a lot with the different agencies
yes.
in the community,
yes.
one of them being YWCA Hanover Safe Home. And with those folks that you serve, is it just a one-time opportunity that you can help them, or are they welcome to come back to Kelly Lotta
yeah.
Ministries anytime?
Well, it starts off with that one time. Typically, people come to us mm-hmm. from a referring agency, mm-hmm. letting us know that they have a need, whether it's a financial need, rent, utilities, uh-huh. Vehicle repairs, which we partner with Jean Lotta Ford
yeah.
to provide safe vehicles, not to provide safe vehicles, but the repair work to maintain
right.
vehicles
uh-huh.
so that our clients are able to make it into work and take care of their children
uh-huh.
and just, yeah, we live in a world you have to have a car.
Exactly.
And then the biggest thing that is kind of unique to our ministry is our warehouse.
Yes.
Where we receive donated household goods,
mm-hmm.
so everything that you would need for a living room, dining room, mm-hmm. kitchen, bathroom, mm-hmm. bedroom, we have all of that in our warehouse. And so these people can come in, and we take them the back. They're able to select all the items that they would need to furnish their homes.
Can I jump in real quick?
Sure.
Because I have had the pleasure of coming to Kelly Lotta Ministries a time or two.
Yeah.
And one of the most magical moments that I've had was walking into that area that you mentioned. And while I wasn't a victim of domestic violence or a person that needed those services, I felt that. I felt that walking through there. The way that you have that set up, every room is set up to where it's ready to go. Like you walk into this warehouse and it's a living room with a couch and a sofa and a love seat and a coffee table, and everything is set up so that you magically feel like it's your home.
Yes.
And I mean, it's so, oh my gosh, so touching.
Yeah. Well, that is all thanks to Karen Barrick. She is our supervisor at the warehouse. She puts her heart, like it really is her ministry to set up these vignettes so that when the ladies come
mm-hmm.
through, they can imagine their home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, she sets it all up. They can pick and choose from all the different places. There's
yeah.
nothing like you have to take it as a package. But there's nothing like seeing
mm-hmm.
that couch and that, you know, just all the pieces or dishware on the dining table and just... So many of our women are coming to us, and some men, they're single parents. They're coming out of domestic violence shelters.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out of the homeless shelters
mm-hmm.
oftentimes. Or maybe they were in a relationship and that partner has now left and they're suddenly on their own.
Right.
And so for many, they have nothing. They are literally starting from scratch. They have nothing whatsoever. And really, really important to the heart of what we do is to instill dignity
Absolutely.
And self-respect. Mm-hmm. And again, going back to what I was saying about healing community and soul care, mm-hmm. like it's not just the physical needs.
Right.
That's where we start.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But our greatest passion is to walk alongside these ladies mm-hmm. so they can begin to heal from the things within that oftentimes are what led them to where they are now. So rather than judging them for being in a bad spot, it's how can we help you heal so that you can get away from that cycle and not go back into it.
So in other words, at Kelly Lana Ministries, there's no judgment.
No, no.
From the time they walk through the door, it's a judgment-free zone, correct?
Yes.
I know that. I've walked through those doors.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing, amazing the work that you do there.
Thank you.
And Jill, how long have you been with Kelly?
I have been with Kelly for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I started out in the position of client advocate, which is uh-huh. the person who sits down with these ladies. And I keep saying ladies, but the truth is we have single dads that come through as well. But it's largely women. And yeah. we are a ministry of women. Did that for a number of years yeah. and then transitioned into an operational role of overseeing all the different ministries we have going on.
Well, it's a wonderful team of professionals you have over there, the wonderful work that you all do there. Tell me a little bit, how do you support doing something so amazing that you do?
That's always
there's got to be money, right?
Like you want to do all these wonderful things, and it costs a lot
it
of
does.
Money to do that. We now have 7,500 square feet, so
okay, wow.
you know that size of a facility yeah. has an overhead for sure.
Uh-huh.
So we get private funding. We're highly sponsored by Jean Lotta Ford,
right.
Kelly's husband.
Yeah.
He has been such a blessing to keep the ministry running.
Yeah.
And we also look to public grants. Specifically for the Love Lives program,
yeah.
We get a lot of grants from just amazing nonprofits mm-hmm. in our community who support us. One of the things that we do is we purchase brand new mattress sets. And so people come, they may have numerous children, and we're able to do that. And we're able to do that because of the grant funds that we receive. And then amazing partnership with Mattress Firm, who is
good.
You know, sponsoring us in a way by giving us such a massive discount on the mattresses.
Oh,
no way we'd be able to do it if we had to pay full price for sure. And then there's just private donors mm-hmm. who also support us and sew into it. And then, of course, the donations that we receive from the community, all of the household goods, the furniture, mm-hmm. The volunteers who come and pick up that furniture and bring it back to the warehouse or take the furniture that the client has selected for their home and delivers it to their home.
Absolutely.
So, it's definitely a big group effort.
If you talked about volunteers, if somebody wanted to get involved with Love Lives and they wanted to volunteer with you, what would that look like? What would that entail?
Well, there's a few different ways people can volunteer. We always can use assistance in our warehouse,
uh-huh.
so everything that comes in has to be cleaned and prepped and put into computer systems because, again, you know, we're an organization, so we have all sorts of legal stuff that we have to maintain. But they can come in and help with that. That's during the daytime. Also, we are always looking for people who can go and pick up donations. Not everybody has a truck and can get things to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a ministry van, and so we have a lot of volunteers coming in to collect the van, they go collect the furniture from wherever and bring it back to us, and then those volunteer teams. We are always in need of volunteers for the moving teams. So after the client selects everything that they want, we get a volunteer team together, we pack it into the van, we drive it to their home, mm-hmm. everything is loaded for them. If they want, we'll hang the pictures, we'll make the beds, whatever they want us to do. We just want it to really be an empowering and exciting new start.
Uh-huh.
And that is done because we have the volunteers.
Oh my gosh, that is so fantastic. What other things about Kelly Lotta Ministries do you feel the community doesn't know that they should know about us?
Yeah, I think one of the most significant things really is our passion to have the whole person find for healing.
Yes.
Healing. You know, we all, no matter what your background is, we all have things
yeah.
that yeah, that are festering, things that mm-hmm. they're not healed, struggles that we've gone through, traumatic events. Most of our clients have been through some sort of traumatic event in their life, yeah. And they're stuck in the poverty cycle, mm-hmm. and a lot of that's informed by just mm-hmm. the hard things that they've gone through. Yeah. And so our greatest passion is to walk alongside these ladies, not to, you know, mm-hmm. meeting their needs is great. It's a wonderful first step, but we really want them to know that they are seen, yeah. they are heard, they are loved, mm-hmm. that there's a Father in heaven who wants to be that support to them, and that they don't have to go through this process alone.
Right.
And so if they want help, if it's how to fill out an application, how to write a budget, if it's, mm-hmm. you know, how to handle my children, or I'm really angry a lot because of some things that have happened to me, or I experienced abuse and I need somebody to help me yeah. walk through that. It's not something you can do on your own. So probably to me, and really to our team, as we've talked about this, the most important thing is we want people to know that this is an ongoing resource to those who choose to receive. We're not just sending you away. Yeah. Having said that, that's an option. It's not required by any stretch. And I should also mention, we are a Christian ministry, mm-hmm. but we do not, like, there's no requirement for Christianity. We help people from every walk of life, every belief system. There's no judgment. There's also no bias at all. Right. We offer Christianity because that's who we are, but it's never pushed. It's only offered. And, we want to really respect the person wherever they are.
Well, I know your team personally, and I know that they are a beautiful team, and they would never do anything to make anybody feel uncomfortable. I wonder what does it look like? So when somebody comes in as a client advocate, what does that look like for a victim, say, of domestic violence? Okay. What would that look like when they come through your doors?
Yeah, sure. When they come through our doors, they'll be met by Jenny Davis, who is our current client advocate. A woman with just a really sweet, calm spirit about her. And the first thing that she'll do is just ask them about their story.
Yeah.
Like, it's so important. Just, again, we realize these people have needs. We want to help them with their needs. But those heart issues, that's really the deepest need. And so a safe place for them to just say whatever they need to say to mm-hmm. get... Yeah, whatever. If they need a vent, if they need to just tell the story, if they just need someone to listen to them. Many of them have not had a healthy person to hear their story, mm-hmm. to hear their hearts in a long time. So that's the first thing she's going to do is just let them talk, let them share their hearts. Then, of course, there's the practical of what did they come to us for?
Right.
And we'll work through that whole process and whatever that looks like. There's an intake. There's paperwork. There's, again, the legalities of it all. But at the heart of it is just making sure she feels seen and heard and uh-huh. safe.
Yes.
And loved and not judged, mm-hmm. encouraged.
Yes.
We pray with all of our clients. Again, if I have never had anyone say no, but if anyone was like, no, I'm not comfortable with that, we certainly, again, we will not push it.
No.
But we do want them to know that they are loved by their Heavenly Father and that there's ongoing help and hope. Yeah. And part of that is that spiritual connection.
Well, I can tell you personally, like I said, Kelly Lotta Ministries, when you meet Kelly and her beautiful team of professionals, no doubt you will agree with me that they bring so much to our community, and we're so thankful to have them support our community in this way. One of the things that I want to ask, is there a cost? Do you charge these people?
Yeah, so everything through the Love Lives program is free.
Fantastic.
They don't have because they can't afford.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. so that is part of, the heartbeat is to be able to take that huge expense off their shoulders, mm-hmm. get them established in that new home. Someone coming out of one of the domestic violence mm-hmm. shelters, she has nothing. She left it all when she left her abuser. And she may have several children. And I always say, imagine if you had to go to the store mm-hmm. and buy an entire house full of furniture and everything for a kitchen, everything for a bathroom, mm-hmm. just simple things. we just had a woman come through and she saw the towels and she's like, could I have some towels, bath towels?
Yeah.
And she's like, her and her three kids were sharing a towel. Like,
I know. Unbelievable.
Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Take them. Like, of course you can. And like, it's just those simple necessities that we all have, but we take them for granted because many of us have never known a time when we couldn't afford to have beds for our children and to have plates that everyone can eat off of, a microwave so that the children can come home from school when mom's not there and safely heat something up to eat. So it's kind of those practical things that people don't think about how much that costs to start over.
Yes.
And so, yeah, everything is free of charge. We will continue to meet with these ladies over and over again if they want. We have what we call prayer and mentoring, which is sometimes prayer and sometimes mentoring depending upon the individual and what they're looking for, what they want. And that's all free of charge. So the only thing that we have at the ministry that has a suggested donation is our Soul Care ministry. And that's an ongoing deep dive. At this point, it hasn't really been much for the Love Lives clients because it's honestly too deep. They're typically not ready to go so deep at that point. A lot of them have just a lot of practical healing that needs to happen before they can dive deep. But we do bring them in. Jenny will meet with them, you know, as often as they're wanting to come in to just talk about life, process things. Sometimes they just have, what should I do? And I'm thinking about this, or my kids are acting like that, and they just need someone to just bounce ideas off of. And again, a non-judgmental, safe place where they are seen and heard and loved. Everyone needs that in life.
Absolutely.
Every one of us needs that. And so for some, they don't have it in friends and they don't have it in family, and so that's what we want to be for them.
Exactly. And you operate, is this something that... you know, they go on your website. So do you have a website, correct?
Yeah.
So they can go on your website and they can see more about Kelly Lotta Ministries and learn more about what you do. Tell us a little bit more about what that looks like.
Sure. Well, most of our clients, we're actually doing some shifting at the ministry. We were pretty much specific to the shelters and the domestic violence shelters when we began. Then COVID and, you know, everything went crazy and the needs just grew and grew, and everyone was needing something no matter what their background. But in the last 6 months or so, we've been really praying and just seeking wisdom on what are we doing going forward.
Right.
And so we have made the decision that we're going kind of back to our roots. And we're going to focus on single women. Well, like I said, we do get some single men in there who are always... honestly, the most grateful. Single fathers, I should say, who are so grateful for some help and probably just to have a female helping out for a little bit. But it's usually single women and their children, and that is our main focus, those who are coming out of domestic violence shelters, the homeless shelter, women who their partner has left them, and they have children, and it's just really, really hard.
Right.
I mean, one income today is hard for anyone.
Exactly.
And
Absolutely. If
you don't have anyone to watch your children when they get sick, then you're not going to work, and it just doesn't take long before, you know, they're struggling again. So we have been open-doored since COVID hit, but we are going back to a referral base simply because... by receiving referrals from the different agencies, it really does help us make sure that the person's needs are legitimate and that we're the best fit for that need.
Gotcha.
So we are going back to referral based, but they'll contact us or another agency will contact us and we will send them to our website, which is KellyLottaMinistries.org. And on our Love Lives page, there's an intake form and it's a bunch of questions that we need them to answer. Again, it's helping us substantiate the need, but it's also helping us figure out how all we can help them. Because sometimes they're like, I need this. And then we see that data and we're like, actually, you need this and this and this. Let's see if we can help you with more than just what you think you need. How many people have come in and like, I just need a couch.
Right.
And they come to the warehouse and they're like, could I have... could I have an end table or could I have a lamp? And then Karen gets involved and she's like, what's going on here? Meeting the real need, the full need. Don't realize that like they're so used to receiving so little.
Exactly.
They're looking for, they're fearful to ask.
Of course they are. Yeah.
And those people, honestly, they're the greatest pleasure in helping because they're just very thankful.
Absolutely. And when we think about the agencies, I know you partner with the YWCA Hanover and we do provide referrals. So when you think about who's going to help me fill out those forms, it's service agencies like the YWCA, Hanover Safe Home, and other agencies that you partner with that will help you with those if you have problems with those service agencies, with filling out these forms. But again, don't be intimidated by that. No. You can call Kelly Lotta Ministries. They'll assist you, I'm sure, correct?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm kind of throwing it out there, but I have no doubt that you girls would jump right on board
to
help anybody.
We just had a fella come in or call, and he's like, I'm dyslexic, and I just can't figure out how to do this.
Of course, yes.
And so, we walked him through the intake. I mean, we still have to
do
it, but we can verbalize the questions and then put in the answers. And so, absolutely.
Well, it's really beautiful when you talk about that because, like I said, I have been in your warehouse and I've seen that. And I can imagine that individual that just asked for that couch and then he gets in there and he's got two children, for instance, that would love to have a bed, know. So thank you and Kelly and your team for what you do. When you think about this year, we're still early in the year. Mm-hmm. What can the community do to help you? What are your needs?
Financial donations are always needed. There's overhead, there's staff. That's just the practicals of trying to do something. Yep. So anyone who would be willing to partner financially with us is, always greatly appreciated. Then there's the volunteering.
Yes.
The warehouse staff, the people who can move, who can deliver furnitures. We've worked with a few groups, so like Bible study groups or just community groups that meet together normally. And so we've kind of partnered with some to say, hey, listen, you guys meet on every Tuesday. Could one Tuesday every so months, could you, instead of meeting at that same time, come over to here, do a move for us, or help us with picking up donations? And, it's a great, and we've seen, teams love. It's fun. And it's, especially if you get to go on a client move, to see the gratitude, to see the appreciation. Most of these individuals that we work with, nobody has ever done anything really special for them.
Yeah.
So, again, it might sound like, oh, we're just moving stuff, but it's really not stuff. It's providing a home.
Yes.
And for some of them, they haven't had a home in a really long time. And for others, they haven't had a safe home in a really long time.
Really long time, yep.
And so, what that does to your heart to see them so excited about really simple things.
Yeah.
So.
And the value of giving back.
Absolutely.
I think for the youth in our community, to be a part of something like this is so valuable because we need that. We need that connection. We need that community connection, supporting, doing for others. Again, when you think about, what can I do for the community? What can my children do? How can I get involved? Look at ministries like Kelly's and get involved and support them, even if it's a weekend but give Kelly Ministries a call. And see what you can do to support. Gift cards, I'm sure, are a big help, especially around the holidays.
Yes.
I know that a lot of victims need gas to get to and from work, get their families to the doctor's appointments and things like that. So I can appreciate a lot of what your needs are.
Yeah.
And thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your time and with all the valuable things that Kelly Lotta's Ministry does for our community.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us. And it's an honor to be able to work alongside, partnering with you.
Oh, well, we appreciate it. Yeah, you're just a wonderful partner in the community. So I guess this wraps up this segment, Community Media's Open House, with my dear friend, Jill Nelson. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks.